Warning, content may cause spontaneous combustion. We're bringing the fire with 3 sizzling episodes a week. Spice up your routine with Fantasy Tuesdays. Get cozy with bedtime stories on Wednesdays. And let Ashton unleash your wild side on Thursdays. Subscribe now to get alerts when new episodes drop, because things are about to get wicked.
Warning, this show may be highly arousing and distracting. Listener discretion advised.
Embrace your hidden desires as I plunge you into a world of darkness and delicious surrender. My stories will twist and turn, blurring the lines between fantasy and your deepest cravings. I'm Mistress Wicked Ashlyn, and I'll be your Dom. Submit to my voice and your wickedest fantasies. Want to get to know the woman behind the mic? Visit wickedashlyn.com. Connect, play games, maybe even spoil me a little. Pegging you. We both come by Trotsky's girl. I definitely noticed your affectionate mood when I got home tonight. You've been reaching out for more hugs and kisses than usual. I asked you what was up and you give a mischievous little grin. I just miss you today, you purr, planting kisses on my cheek as you wrap your arms around me from behind. You want something, that is obvious. You look at me, almost a little shyly. You've never had a problem initiating sex, so having you look at me the way you do makes me very curious. What? I ask, running my fingers through your salt and pepper hair. Nothing, you reply with a hesitant smile playing at your lips. Liar, I thought. Well, perhaps letting you think about it for a moment will reveal some sort of confession. I go into the bedroom to change, and with a minute or so, you follow me in, watching quietly as I unbutton my shirt. Slipped it off my shoulders. You come around in front of me, gazing at my cleavage, then you reach around to help unhook my bra. It came undone, and you slowly tug it off, revealing my smooth, supple breasts and pink nipples. You cup them in your hands, revealing in how they are always so ready to be sucked and played with. So, this is what you wanted, I said with a smile. As you lean down and bury your face between them. Maybe, you moan. I stand there quietly as you squeeze and knee them, teasing the nipples erect with your thumbs, then taking your mouth and wrapping your lips around one, sucking until it's red and hard, then going to work on the other. You like to get them nice and hard, listening to me sigh as my clit begins to respond with pleasurable throbs. You have no intention of letting me get away, do you? You know how good this makes me feel. When you begin to kiss me on my mouth, I can feel your cock poking against my belly, letting me know it needs my touch. When I reach down to stroke it over your sweatpants, I find you aren't wearing any underwear. Freeballing it, I laugh. I like that. Makes everything so accessible. You moan as the palm of my hand strokes up and down the underside of your cock. I can feel it pushing and straining, eager to escape and find itself wrapped snugly inside my warm hand. I begin to tug the waistband of your sweatpants down. You massage my breasts as you watch me pull them down lower and lower until your hard cock springs out, your 2 nice big balls hanging below it. I expect you to lean in to kiss or hug me. But instead, you turn around and face away from me. What are you up to? I come around you from behind, pressing against your back, my arms reaching around you, my fingernails grazing across your nipples. Ah, yes, you sigh, leaning your head back. I remain up against you, stroking and gently pinching your nipples as you begin to lean forward, little by little, until your rear end eventually starts pressing against my pussy. What are you doing? I ask, amused. I hold onto your hips as you present your ass to me, your sweatpants down around your thighs. Remember, Saturday night, you ask quietly. I smile. Now I see. Yes, it was when I first fucked you in the ass. The first time I flipped you over and slipped my big, black, rubber cock deep inside of you. You were so worried at first. We had never taken your ass fucking to that level. I'd always penetrated you with my fingers. This weekend, I had introduced you to even higher pleasures with you on all fours and your ass getting soundly pounded by me and my strap-on. You moan and trembled as I thrust steadily, your cock bouncing with joy. How you loved it. And now I understand. You've been wanting all night to say something to me to let me know you want to get fucked again. And look now how ready you are. What, you can't yet say with words? You act out by bending over and presenting your ass to me like the horny little slut you are. And no underwear? So nice and ready for me to take you. You really are ready to get fucked, aren't you? You want my cock up your ass again, don't you? I say, what a naughty little boy you are. And just look at you, bending over for me like this. Have you no shame? Moaning with pleasure at my scolding, you watch with anticipation as I walk around to the dresser drawer and pull out my cock attached to my black waistband. I step into the straps and pull it up to my waist. The strap goes between my legs, keeping the cock snug against my clit. I adjust the buckles around my waist. My hard, erect cock juts out ready for action. The sight of me standing there so dominant, ready to penetrate you, sets your pulse racing. You revel in the idea of me being in control. You hunger for the way I made you feel the first time I fucked you deep and hard. I get on your knees and suck me. Get me ready, I command. Your eyes get wide. Oh, just the ideal. You drop to your knees in front of me, wrapping your hands around the back of my legs. You bring your lips close to the tip of my cock. This is going to be your very first time preparing a cock for fucking. You'll be experiencing the pleasure that so many women feel as they worship their man's cock and work to get it as big and hard as it can be. This is a big moment for you. Take my cock in my hand and hold the tip right in front of your mouth. I sense your nervous excitement. With my other hand, I reach around and hold the back of your head. Open, open, I say gently. With a soft sigh, you part your lips as I slowly guide your head towards me. My cock head begins to slide into your mouth, making it stretch wide open. You moan loudly now, your eyes shut, as you reveal in the sensation of taking a big, thick cock into your mouth. My big, thick cock. I can feel the pressure on my clit as you draw more and more of it deep inside your mouth. What a lovely sensation. A big cock making its way into your throat and me watching. Yes, it is exciting to feel what a woman feels, isn't it? To serve on your knees, to suck, tug on that cock, to pleasure it, attend to it. I begin to slowly thrust my hips to get you used to the sensation of a cock fucking your mouth. You look up into my eyes, watching for approval. You look so innocent, so deliciously invaded as you obediently continue to pleasure my cock. And there you go. Good boy, I praise. Get that cock nice and hard and wet. Get it ready to fuck your ass. You moan with excitement as your lips suck and your tongue flips and laps all over it with the finesse of an experienced whore. Good boy. And you love hearing that you're doing so well. You're just a natural at this, aren't you? I stand above you, my hips working my cock in and out of your mouth as you continue sucking, your lips wrapped tightly around it. Your eyes look rather dreamy now. You're lost in the quiet, hypnotic ecstasy that happens when you surrender to serving a cock. Your entire being is focused on it as it fills your mouth, takes over your mind, and makes your body tingle all over with a deep, delicious need. I can see how lost you are, content as my cocksucker. I think it's time for us to start, darling. You did very well, and we will definitely have you give more head in the future. I can tell it centered your mind and focused you. Your own cock is firm and erect, and you're fully ready to submit. I take your hand and lead you over to the bed, then retrieve my bottle of lube. Get on your knees, I instruct, as I stand, legs apart, and coat my cock with lubricant. Then I climb on the bed behind you and squirt some lube into my hand. I began to slide my hand up and down the crack of your ass, slowly working its way in. You give a loud moan as you feel my slit fingers probing your asshole, getting it nice and wet and ready for me. Yes, we need to prime the sweet hole, I said, slipping a finger inside, working around to prepare you for the fucking to come. You whimper and moan, your face pressed into the pillow and your ass in the air. You've been waiting for this all day, you bad boy. Good, how good it feels. I stop for a moment so I can feel your ass clenching around my finger. How needy you are. With my finger deep inside, lubricating your hole, I slip my other hand underneath you to examine your big, full balls and hard cock. I hear an intake of breath as I begin to stroke your throbbing cock. Almost instantly, you spread your legs wider for me, so I have access to your twitching erection and big, cum-filled sack. Ooh, look at you, I praise. I don't even have to ask you to open yourself up to me. So nice and obedient. You love me, acknowledging the thrill you being so open and vulnerable. Maybe you can't fully say it to me just yet, but your body certainly can. You keep your back arch and your ass in the air as I continue to play with your cock and balls. Your body is asking me, begging me to take you, but you're still too shy to speak it. I continue to stroke and massage your swollen cock while I continue to taunt and tease you. Yes, we're going to fuck you real hard and get everything swinging and bouncing around in a moment. You know how much I love to watch, don't you? You say into the pillow, feeling so good you're unable to speak. At last, when you're nice and well lubricated, I withdraw my finger and give you a rear good smack. Up on your feet, I command. I think you're a bit disappointed that I wasn't going to fuck you right then with your ass in the air, but you quietly obey, sliding off the bed and standing in front of me. Your erection throbs persistently as you wait for my next move. I move you over to an armchair, which I turn around so you can brace yourself with your hands. I push down on your back so that you lean over. Spread your legs wider, I tell you. Quickly, your feet move farther apart as you prepare to accommodate me. I come around behind you and arch my hips forward, my big, erect cock beginning its insistent probing between your ass cheeks. You moan softly, your eyes shut, fingers grasping the chair back. I take my cock in my hand and begin to press it against your slit, tight opening. Slowly, I push, making you cry out with emotion and excitement. You can feel me easing my way inside, stretching and opening your most private of places. You begin to pant as we both pace ourselves. I continue to slowly slide my way in, holding your hips as you writhe and pant, your excitement growing as I penetrate you deeper and deeper. Then with a quick thrust of my hips, I am now all the way inside. I can feel you trembling and hear your quick intake of breath. I lean over your back and whisper to you, "Oh, good boy, all the way inside." And there we go, nice and filled up. Yes, just like a woman, reeling, isn't it? To be held a captive of pleasure as a big cock buries itself deep inside of you. You give a shout as I begin to thrust. I watch the muscles in your back tense as you hold yourself steady over the chair. You pant and cry and shake as my cock starts to fuck your ass. In and out, in and out, and now we have the rhythm going. I watch your hole swallow my cock again and again. "You're so hungry for my cock," I exclaim. "Look at you take it." You moan at my word, then jump as I deliver several spankings on your wide ass as I continue to pump you hard and deep. "Such a naughty boy. Just look at what you let me do. What would everyone think to see you bent over with your cock and balls swinging around as I give you a nice hard pounding?" You groan at the ideal. Such a delicious taboo. So wrong and so right. You never thought you would dare take it to this level. But here you are, bent over, sweat beginning to form on the back of your neck, your legs spread wide. "Oh, God, fuck me, you manage to say between your pants. Your tight butthole is clenching over and over, squeezing my cock with every thrust, just like a pussy. Yes, it knows what to do. My clit is pushing and rubbing as I grind. It makes me wish I actually did have a cock. I would fuck you every night. This tight, needy asshole would have me coming over and over. I would fill your ass right up with cum until it was trickling down your legs. The thought is really turning me on, and I am thrusting harder, making you gas. Ooh, you're gonna make me cum, I say, my hands holding your hips tightly to keep you in place. The base of the cock keeps rubbing against my clit. I grind and thrust, imagining myself with a huge cum-filled balls ready to explode inside of you. You're really excited now, and you grab your bobbing cock, stroking it furiously. Fuck, 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 you say over and over, bent over your tiptoes while I use your ass to pleasure myself against. Pre-orgasmic throbs begin deep in my clit. You can hear me starting to moan and feel me jerking and bucking urgently against you. As thrilled as you are, you can barely believe I'm fucking your ass and about to have an orgasm. Ah, oh, will it miss being so nicely stuffed? You want more of this big cock, I whispered in your ear. You sigh and slowly stand up straight, your head leaning back in the sort of satisfied bliss a woman feels after getting deep pounded really good. Sweat tickling down your neck, you reach back and stroke my thighs. Yes, yes, and I want you to come again. Come in my ass. God damn. It was all you could say. So very tired. So very, very fulfilled. You turn and we embrace, my cock still jutting out as hard as ever. We laughed and kiss, both of us knowing my hard, gritty cock will be inside of that sweet mouth and ass again and again. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to. I know what you want, what you crave. Let me take you and command you and fuck you. Let me help you experience the ecstasy of total submission to your mistress. I know you love it. Till next time, dream of me. I hope you enjoy that story. I know I did. And if you would like to learn more about me as a mistress and hope to experience that yourself, giving in to my commands, visit my website, wickedashlyn.com. And as always, keep wicked.